Hello, welcome to Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. Just an all-around regular guy trying to spread overwhelming positivity and help you look at the brighter side of things. Why, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. So, I know a few of you have been asking why the short hiatus, why the few weeks off. And, well, as much as it had to do with some scheduling issues that I had with some guests that I was planning to have on, another main reason was your boy was getting his ducks in a row. Your boy was planning the next chapter in his life. So, with that being said, I quit my job today. And, well, I thought it only proper to make a podcast about it. Kind of verbalize my thought process on the whole matter. As grateful as I am to my previous employer for the experience, the knowledge I gained, an opportunity presented itself. And, well, I just couldn't pass it up. Is it a guarantee? Nope. Is it a sure thing? Wish it was. You better believe I seek counsel by my inner circle to make sure I wasn't making a stupid decision. Shout out to Trish, my sister Chops, and of course, the one and only OG triple OG, my motherfucking mommy. A wise man once told me, you can never serve two masters. Listen, I'm a firm believer in the grass is greener wherever the fuck you water it, but sometimes you need to take a leap of faith and bet on yourself. It's funny because I recently saw a meme that read something to the effect of it's okay to start over at 35 and reach success at 40. And while that sounds cool and motivational and all, I got three kids, yo. I got a mortgage. We're a single income home. I'm the main breadwinner over here at Casa de Frosto. So, what the fuck, bro? Why the drastic change? Not to bash on my previous employer by any means, as I'm not one to burn bridges and feel every experience you have in life allows you to grow in some way or another. With that being said, there's been a lot of recent changes due to COVID, as many businesses have had to make. And, well, I just wasn't happy with the direction it was going. I didn't feel authentic with how I was performing. And, you see, I hold myself to a higher standard, as we all should. I've said it before. I was blessed with the gift of gab, baby. I'm a natural-born salesman. Shit, I'll sell raid to a cockroach. But my one true talent is my passion, my energy. If I believe in what I'm selling or what I have to offer, there's no stopping me. I know what I'm capable of. And when I'm not operating at my full potential, I feel lost. If you know me or have gotten to know me, I am one annoyingly infectious ball of joy, walking around with a smile on his face 24/7. That's not only because I'm happy with where I am in life, but I'm proud of the man that I am and those standards that I've set for myself. So when I'm living anything less, I feel less. I wear my heart on my sleeve, so it's obvious. Everyone can read it on my face, from coworkers, management, to even my wife, who always keeps it real 100 with me. My fear has always been complacency, the feeling that I'm not doing enough. This is honestly one of the main reasons why I wear so many hats. Shit, my goal by June of this year is to have four sources of income. Why? Because I know I can. Every morning I wake up and look in that accountability mirror, I ask myself, are you doing enough? When I know I'm lying to myself is when I know I need to make a change. And, well, I feel like I've hit this point. There is some truth to the meme I referred to earlier. It is okay to start over in your 30s, but you gotta be prepared to put in the work. Nothing comes easy. And starting over, well, shit, I don't know that there's anything harder. But you see, this is my advantage. I have failed, fallen on my face, and fucked up so many times. Made the dumbest decisions in my life. So while most stress out in this position, I call it home. My successes are directly related to my failures. So while a major change in life, I did my best to set myself up for success. A few steps I took to prepare myself for these new ventures are as followed. I paid off every major credit card we have. That alone saves us hundreds of dollars a month. I paid both our mortgage and car note a month ahead. So we have that buffer month, just in case. I was able to save up 6 months worth of oh shit fund, just in case. That means, God forbid, anything goes wrong, I'm out of work, basic necessities are covered while we get back on our feet. I took advantage of the historical low interest rates and refinanced our house, dropping our interest, which in turn dropped our monthly payment. More importantly, we don't live a flashy lifestyle. We're simple people. Give us our jiu-jitsu and weekly takeout, and we're happy campers. We live within our means. I don't share this to come off pompous or braggadocious by any means. On the contrary, I share this to hopefully help you take the steps needed to make a major move in your own life or finally reach some type of financial stability. I haven't been preparing to quit my job over the last 2 years, but had these goals that I've been working towards so that if an opportunity ever presented itself, like it did, I could take it. I could take it with a peace of mind that I'm doing the best for my family. You never have to get ready if you stay ready, remember? So ask yourself, are you happy? Are you operating at your full potential? Is there more that you could be doing? Is there something you want to do? How are those talks and accountability mirror going? Because if you're selling yourself short, you're doing yourself the ultimate disservice. So here's to the next chapter in my life. And I hope you find the strength and courage to make the necessary changes in yours. And if there's ever anything I can do to help, please reach out. We're all on this magic carpet ride we call life together. And it's all about the adventure. Till next time, folks. Hope you have a great day.